Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our buddy, Jeff Sanders, joining us now from out there at Pumpkin Ridge, president of Sport 5 Now Golf Events and the executive director of the Winco Foods Portland Open, presented by Kraft Heinz. Sorry we can't be with you this morning, buddy. We wish we were out there, but so far so good. It's been a great opening 2 days of the tournament, a jam-packed leaderboard. You got some young studs and an old veteran at the top of the leaderboard.
It's unbelievable. The golf course is really amazing. You know, it's in the best shape, guys. I've seen it. Pros are raving about it. But you're right. I mean, these guys are playing some amazing golf. I was very surprised to see how low, you know, how low my friend Charlie Saxon went yesterday, making 9 birdies, birdieing half the holes at Witch Hollow. Like I told you guys, PGA Tour golf being played out here this week.
Well, and he starts with a birdie. I guess he started on the back nine. I didn't watch him yesterday, but his first birdie's on 14. And I'll tell you what, the 14th hole is a bear cat. And I saw a lot of weird things on 14. And to make birdie on that hole, particularly where the pin was awfully good start. And then to make, he's only the sixth player this season to have 6 birdies in a row, playing great golf.
Unbelievable golf. Like you say, that, you know, of course, we played 14 as a par 5, and now it's a par 4 during this tournament, you know, in my mind. And a 3 on that hole is amazing. But, yeah, he got hot, made 6 in a row, made 9 birdies at Witch Hollow. I mean, that's just a ton of birdies out there, especially where they've got the pins and where they've got the tees. They're really trying to make it difficult, but you just can't make it too difficult for these guys.
No, you sure can't. And I, you know, we're looking at Stephen Elker, 49 years old. He's out there probably waiting to go out onto the Champions Tour. And at 49, there's still hope for you, Jeff, out there.
There's no hope for me. There's no hope for me, my friend. But now Elker's a great player. You know, he's played some really good golf. You know, he's getting ready for the Champions Tour, obviously. But he had a clean card. You know, he made 6 birdies out there yesterday and put 65 on the board. So, once again, a clean card for Elker. And going into today's play, I mean, I think the sun's going to come out this afternoon. The ball bounced a little bit. Right now, the dew's on the grass, and the course is playing really long out here.
Jeff Sanders, our guest, president golf events for Sport 5 and the executive director of the Winco Foods Portland Open, presented by Kraft Heinz, phoning in from out there at Pumpkin Ridge. And you mentioned the course, and I imagine we talked to Dylan Wu Thursday after his first round, and he played in that rain and the mist and the heavy air Thursday morning. We saw guys go a little lower yesterday, but how did that moisture, it had been in the forecast, so I think everybody knew it was coming, but how did that change the dynamic of the course, and how will that affect how it plays this weekend?
Well, it was interesting because it was the golf ball was bouncing out there going into Thursday, and when the ball's bouncing at Witch Hollow, it's a harder golf course because you can't throw darts. You know, the ball won't bounce from the fairway into the rough. The ball, you know, on the green, the ball's going to stick, you know, obviously. So when it drizzled out there on Thursday morning, and Dylan had to play in that amazing, you know, overcast and rain, that was not a good thing. That was a bad bounce for him getting that starting time because the golf course changed completely overnight. And then, of course, it dried up, and it was great yesterday. And this weekend with no rain, I know they're not putting any water on it, the ball will start bouncing again, and that's what we need at Witch Hollow. When Tiger Woods won the Amateur in 1996, you know, if you remember, the ball was bouncing. It was very hard to hold the fairways and very hard to hold the greens unless you were in the fairway and could put some spin on it and pinch it off the fairway, then you could put some action on it and you could stop it. But so I think that that's what I'm hoping for. Again, it looks like there's no rain in the forecast. The golf course will get harder. And, of course, there's so much riding on it tomorrow, especially, that these guys are going to be, you know, they're going to be under a lot of pressure because it's coming down to the wire. And there's a lot riding on this tournament every year.
You got to hit greens out there. I watched it. Those guys that couldn't get up and down were really struggling. Seth Reeves, who had such a good showing the last week, really struggled this week around the greens. Those little wedge shots, leaving them in the rough. There's just places you cannot miss the green.
Yeah, I saw a player, not to be named, but he had about an 8-foot birdie putt on 18. Maybe you saw it last night towards the close of the broadcast, and he was pin high right on 18, about 8 feet, and he putted it past the hole. It rolled off the green down there in the swale and ended up in that little, you know, that little water cover hole there, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy just putted a birdie putt off the green. So you've got to be in the right place out there as these greens bake out this weekend.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about about some of the players and who you see right now as playing the best golf on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Well, I think this week at the Winco Foods Portland Open, I think we've got to watch Charlie Saxon close. I mean, here's a guy who played at Oklahoma. He's got a lot of success behind him. He's comfortable out there, and he's in the lead today. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow 9 birdies the next day. So today's mm-hmm. round for him is really key. But, you know, there's just so many great players that can win this tournament, and they're so packed that I look for Charlie to have a good chance to win. But Alker's got a lot of experience, too, you know. So, you know, he's been out here a long time, back and forth on the tours, and so he won't be affected as much by tomorrow because he's been in that heat before. He knows how important it is to get his card, and he's done it. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see how that works out. But I put my eyes on Saxon. He's got it going. He looks great. I watched him hit a few shots yesterday, and he's peering it right now. And normally you don't lose it over the weekend when you're playing that well. So it'd be a big win for him, and I think he's got a shot.
What can you tell me about Ryan Ruffles? I watched him play yesterday. He's a young kid, and it looks like he's got the whole game.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Ruffles is, again, one of these kids that, you know, hasn't got a lot of exposure on his brand at this point, per se, but he needs to break through. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, Harold, as you look at it from the viewpoint of a teaching professional, you can see the way these guys mm-hmm. swing at it. The thing I'm noticing is how there's not much curve in the ball.
Right.
They're just hitting it dead straight and straight up. Straight up and dead straight, much higher than I recall, and much straighter. You don't see much curve. The clubs and the ball don't allow it. But these guys have all got, I don't see any funky swings. I don't see any golf swings that look like the guy better make a lot of putts to play well. I don't see that. I see a lot of great golf swings, fundamentally sound setups, perfect grips. They put the club, you know, they put the club up over their shoulder in a great spot, and they just deliver the blow every time on that 0-0-0 track, right? So there's just not a lot of inside out or outside in, if any. I mean, it's just, and I just keep seeing, and it hit the ball so high that it's amazing. I'm like, I see it on number 3, the, you know, the tough par 4 around the corner at which that we put a new tee back 75 yards, and I see these guys blowing it over that bunker on the right from there when they really catch it. Well, that's a 330 or 40-yard carry. And so, you know, it's just a new game. It's a new game for these guys on this tour. And as we've said, we've had 69 wins now as of today on the PGA Tour by graduates of the Winco Foods Portland Open in just, you know, 6.5 years. So that's pretty amazing. And so these guys are ready to go, as we've talked over and over. They're ready to go. They're putting the numbers on the board. -9 at the halfway point here is a great score. And, you know, you got to get it to probably 18 to 20 under to win.
You know, our 180-yard low hook just isn't going to cut it anymore, is it?
that little shrimp with the hot sauce on it isn't going to play. That'll work pretty good in the Winco Food Seafood section, but not very good out Witch Hollow. I'll tell you, the rough is long, so you got to keep it out of the rough. But you know that's true, though. I mean, you remember some of the great ball strikers around here years ago. Pat Fitzsimons comes to my mind. You know, Rick Acton comes to my mind. You know, these guys had a lot of movement in their ball. Jerry Moulds, 100 years ago, Moldsy, had a lot of he played that little draw, you know, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But not so much anymore, and not high. The guys didn't hit the ball high. Bob Duden, remember Bob? He hit the ball low, but he had such control over it. These are guys that, you know, played great golf around the Portland area for many, many years, and there's a lot more I'm not even naming. But these players today hit it twice as high and straight as a string.
Jeff Sanders, our guest, president, golf events for Sport 5 and the executive director of the Winco Foods Portland Open out of Pumpkin Ridge. Golf Channel coverage both this afternoon and tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. On Golf Channel, so you can see it from the comfort of your own home. Now, the interesting thing, obviously, unable to hand out the 25 PGA Tour cards on Sunday like we normally see out there, but there is something on the line. The top five guys on the points list at the end of this tournament will qualify for the U.S. Open. And I know Dylan Wu is probably watching right. that pretty close. Paul Barjon, who starts seventh right now, fourth if he can finish in the top 10.
That's right. Well, Dylan had an unfortunate, like we said, he teed off in the rain on Thursday morning, got behind the eight ball. But he's praying all weekend. You know, it's a big deal for a kid like that. If he can get Medford, Oregon guy to get a berth in the U.S. Open at Wingfoot of all places, would be awesome. But he's got to sit by the television set over the weekend and you know, just see what happens. And these guys, you know, are such professionals. They're not going to root against anybody. They're just going to let the cards fall where they do. And I'd love to see Dylan get a shot at Wingfoot. It'd be great for his young career, obviously, but it's out of his hands now. But I still think he's got a chance. I think he probably will end up moving to fifth, from fourth to fifth, starting today, and then he's got to hold on for dear life. So, but that would be cool if he could get a spot.
It sure would. Well, we're sorry we're not out there sharing pancakes with you this morning. hopefully, we'll be back next year. And I think the interesting thing is a lot of the guys this year will most likely be back because of the carryover into next season. Yeah. So it's an opportunity to watch on Golf Channel this afternoon and Sunday afternoon, start learning some of these names, seeing these young guys like Ryan Ruffles and Charlie Saxon, because there's a good chance we'll see him there next year.
That's right. It's a really good chance. And, you know, the Golf Channel, I was watching it last night, just a little bit at the end of the evening from my trailer out there. And I got to tell you something. The golf course looks absolutely unbelievably fantastic. I don't know how there could be a better golf course on this tour than the Pumpkin Ridge Witch Hollow. It just showed so well last night on TV. It made me proud to be a member there and also to run events there. I think we're very, very lucky to be able to host this tournament at the Ridge, as we call it.
No question. Well, we're proud to be your partner, a media partner, as always. So we look forward to reconvening one year from now, but should be an exciting finish. Again, 3 to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow on Golf Channel out at the Winco Foods Portland Open. Jeff Sanders, thanks so much for checking in. Great job under the circumstances. It's looked great on TV, so hopefully we get a big, exciting finish on Sunday.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for the partnership. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.